Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com, where we bring you the latest news and information on the local scene in Georgia and around the Southeast region, as well as interviews with the newsmakers. And now, the GWH Radio Network presents Georgia Wrestling Now.
Fargo Strut lives on. This is Georgia Wrestling Now with your host from the award-winning WrestlingWithPopCulture.com, Mr. Jonathan Williams.
That is me, yes, thank you. Team All You Can Eat's Matt Hankins, and of course you're referring to Jackie Fargo, who I understand has passed away, sadly. Have you seen the movie Memphis Heat?
Uh-huh.
He was featured prominently in that.
Prominent role for Jackie in that one.
Not sure what the circumstances were. Probably just old age or something, I would imagine.
80-some-odd, so yeah. As a wrestler, making it that's like making it to 400 as a wrestler. So he had a pretty good run of it.
Indeed he did. And I had a pretty good run this weekend.
Yes, you did.
Took what is probably the longest wrestling-related road trip ever for me. I accompanied Matt Sexcells to Baltimore, where he attempted and almost made it to a dark match before Ring of Honor's iPay-per-view on Saturday, Best in the World. Had the ring not been having some issues, they were working on that up until the last possible second. If anyone saw that iPay-per-view, they probably noticed some of the ring posts were not straight. But
That's why you get rings from Ox. Ox can let that go on.
We just got that ring up. We got that show to do.
Yeah, Ox would have saved the day, that's for sure. But Matt, he was in gear, and he was on the ramp behind the curtain waiting. They were all the way up to the point of 3 minutes before the pay-per-view started, they were still going to let him go out and have a match, and then they just had to scrap it. But the good news is it was a great iPay-per-view, first of all. I don't know if anyone saw it, but it was pretty spectacular. And the next day, yesterday, they did the next 4 episodes of Ring of Honor TV tapings, and Matt will be seen probably in every one of those. He's got involved in some scuffles between Scum and the Ring of Honor team, and he carried Barrister Artie Evans to the back after he was laid out. He helped, who was it? Kevin Steen I don't want to spoil too much, but he helped a few people to the back, broke up a few scuffles, and was generally seen pretty visibly throughout each episode.
They are absolutely snake bit when it comes to that damn iPay-per-view. They have more trouble whenever they try to do a pay-per-view than anybody I've ever seen.
Yeah, well, I don't know the specifics of the problems with this one, but I did hear that they are possibly going to do them on a delay moving forward, because they always have issues.
A good idea. They've switched companies 2 or 3 times, and just everything they've tried just not worked out.
Right. Well,
I think it was bad luck for the indie scene, as it was the last time anybody saw Chikara was their iPay-per-view.
Yeah, I still don't know the full story with that, but from what I understand, they're going out of business or something, so I like to hope that's not the case.
Whatever it is, they are playing it to the hilt, that's for sure.
Yeah. But for those who were not at the Ring of Honor shows, which is probably many of our listeners, or for those who didn't see it, you can see Matt Sexcells this Sunday at PWR, Pro Wrestling Resurrection, as well as one half of Red Dragon, the current Ring of Honor tag team champions, Kyle O'Reilly, will be there, and two of two other Davey Richards trainees, Aaron Solo and Darren Dean, will be there. And I forget who else, but they've got a bunch of people coming down for this show. And this is not even their big show. That happens the following Sunday. So if you're a fan of that style of wrestling, make it up to Gainesville for Wrestling Resurrection this Sunday. And you'll see Matt Sex Sells, the U.S. champion there. but that pretty much encompasses my weekend of wrestling. I also just finished watching the new WWE War Games DVD, which I will have a review posted for hopefully tomorrow at WrestlingWithPopCulture.com. And that, of course, is an event that began right here in Atlanta at the Omni, which has since been torn down, and Phillips Arena now stands where it once was, but that is a legendary event that I think pretty much every local indie promotion has had or is having soon a War Games style match.
Mm-hmm. So it's not definitely too far from the big revolutionary one in Porterdale.
That's right. 4th of July. That's a huge weekend, actually, for local wrestling. But we'll talk about that next Monday. But I guess we should mention tonight's guests, since we have one of them calling in just a moment. And they are both NWA title holders at the moment. The first one is the new NWA national champion, the Shooter Vordell Walker from Savannah, who we talked about last week. He won that title just over a week ago at Southern All-Star Wrestling up in, is it Nashville?
Hey, it's in that vicinity. It's not technically in Nashville, but it's the closest thing anybody would know to it.
Okay. So we will talk to him in just a few moments, and then we will also talk to the Washington Bullets, who I understand lost their Anarchy Wrestling tag titles on Saturday. But they are still the NWA Southern Tag Team Champions up at SAW. Do they have titles elsewhere right now? I know they've had a few.
That's the only ones I know of right now is the Southern States. Because they just had the other ones unceremoniously taken from them.
That I didn't know was in the title picture there. It seemed like it was mostly the Bullets and Nogicism and the Vandal kind of going back and forth for the titles. But congratulations to, was it Joey Reimer? I forget who that partner was.
Me too. Because I saw that Joey Reimer was tag captain, and it just threw me all the way off.
Right. BJ Hancock and Joey Reimer.
There you go.
Who will be defending against the Jagged Edge in 7, which I do not envy.
Good luck, boy. Good luck. You better take a whole lot of pictures with them belts.
But while we wait for Vordell Walker to call, I was contacted today by the Superstars of Wrestling Fan Fest, which is going to be in Rome, Georgia sometime soon. They have a Facebook page. Superstars of Wrestling Fan Fest is what you look up. And there are a few details as of yet, including when it's going to happen. But that is, they said they're waiting for their big name main guest to confirm, and then they'll announce when it is. But if you want to keep up with it, go to facebook.com/superstarsofwrestlingfanfest, and hopefully it'll be something good. I mean, I've been to a few fan fests in Georgia over the past few years, and sometimes they're well attended and sometimes they're not. So
depends on who they get.
Depends on who they get and how well they let people know that their event is happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, somebody who did not have a problem with telling who they had in was Rampage Sunday, because the crowd definitely showed up for Jake and DDP.
Yeah, I saw they're claiming it was the largest RPW crowd ever, so
It would be. I mean, there was not a whole lot of room in there. Not a whole lot of room at all. But, you know, I think Rampage has settled in. You know, they were kind of in that state of flux that we talked about a lot here. But they've settled in. The roster has solidified. And, you know, they put on a show that, you know, logically made sense. And they kind of did their thing. But no major happenings. No belt changes. There was looked to be one. It looked like Bobby Moore was about to be the Rampage heavyweight champion. But the referee had been knocked out. And when he came to, he threw the match out, even though the another official counted the three fall for Moore, which kind of set up Moore's involvement in the big eight-man in the main event, which was the Blacklist versus the Justice League, which we talked a lot about last round. And it ended with Bobby Moore taking the pinfall from Doc Gayton, who was left standing as tall as he possibly can on the big show. So there's sure to be a bunch of fallout with that. Moore seems to, I would imagine he's probably going to be in AJ Steele's sights, which is not something anybody would want to do. But, it just didn't feel like a big enough show, you know, to merit it being called a big show. But, you know, having TV to tape and having to do things that way kind of hindered the sort of the emotional ride a little bit. And I think that's kind of where Rampage is right now. They just don't seem to have people that everybody can get behind enough to really capture the feeling of a crowd that size, which you should have in the building. But, I mean, that's where they are. That's where they are. But Drew Adler had a good showing. He really carried their side of the match for the most part. And, you know, I've been one of those guys that's kind of like, I don't know, you know, Murder booking the show and being a main part of it, I don't know if that's going to work or not. But that being said, the Blacklist is clearly the best thing on the show. They've got the charisma, and, you know, they didn't fight that split crowd thing. So, they're the big attraction. It's just a matter of getting some other guys in there that people can get behind, because that seems to be where they're fighting right now.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of similar to the, pretty much any other invading faction I can think of, NWO, The Shield, Scum. There's always those that just like the bad guys.
And they are definitely split. That crowd is, you know, 50%. Literally, they even sit segregated. There's the Blacklist section, there's the Rampage section, and they kind of war with each other all night. And the Blacklist section is certainly much more vocal than is the other part. What they tried worked as far as getting people in the door. They did that in spades. They just, I don't know, they got to get something that people can really get behind. And I thought, you know, I was kind of excited when it looked like Moore was going to get the title. I thought that was a pretty good step, but, you know, they're going to ride that thing out for a little bit longer.
Well, we'll see what happens. When's the next show? 2 weeks?
It is, I think they're getting back on schedule, so maybe 3 weeks. I think they're a little off right now. Whole lot of Allie, too. I guess they're really riding that eye candy angle, because I think she was out in every match.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of people that have no complaints about that.
I'm positive that a lot of people are fine with all that.
Yeah. There was a good bit of the hoopla hotties at the Ring of Honor shows, and I don't think there were many complaints. Did you see or hear about the pay-per-view at all?
I didn't. I hadn't read anything about it.
Well, there was one great spot where, I forget her name, but the redhead hoopla hottie lost her top. Jay Lethal, inadvertently, he reached for her because she got involved with the match, and he reached for her as she was running away, and she had on a pretty small denim top that barely contained what needed to be contained, and then suddenly he was holding that, and she was not in it.
Inadvertently, my ass. I think they knew what he was doing.
Well, I believe we've got our first guest on the line now. Or no, I think this might be Larry Goodman, actually. Let's find out. Is that you, Larry Goodman?
Well,
or?
I may be your next guest, but I'm not your next scheduled guest.
That sounds like Harold J. Taylor.
Yes, sir.
Paul?
That would be me. How are you? How are you, gentlemen, doing today?
All right. How are you? For those who don't know, this is photographer extraordinaire Harold J. Taylor of Headlocks and Headshots.
One of the hardest working men in wrestling.
Well, thank you very much. I try. I was calling in to listening because my internet's out right now. But you know, I figured since you guys were giving the rundown, and I don't think I saw. Well, I know I didn't see either of you guys at pitched it. I figured I'd chime in on that while you were running down the shows.
What went
yeah,
on?
Yeah, give us a quick review.
Well, you know, much like you were just saying about Rampage, I got to admit, while I was working on the poster for the Peach State show, I was like, you know, a lot of guys that we've seen in matchups we've seen already, but in true Peach State form, they pulled off a pretty hellacious show and had their crazy fans ready to riot at the end of the show. It started out with Ace Haven and Nigel Sherrod. Again, it's one of those matches we've seen before, but they put on a good match and had the crowd going pretty good at the beginning of the show. Ace with Amy's help beat Nigel, but then Mike Jackson came down and pointed out to the ref that, hey, look, you know, they cheated, and you know, the whole crowd of course agreed with him, and so the ref reversed his decision and handed the win to Nigel. Then Stoney Hooker, and as the great ring announcer said, Alex, I've been running around, had their Georgia junior heavyweight match. Honestly, I can't figure out how to pronounce the guy's name either. Evaneros? Evan...
Sure, French guy.
Ernios?
French guy.
No, well, no, not Romeo. Not the French guy. Actually, I think he's... Well, it's not Swiss. I can't figure out. It's a blue flag cross on it. Sideways cross. Anyway, Portugal or something like that. Anyway, they put on a great match, and of course Stoney, you know, he gets the crowd going really good. And Stoney Hooker, of course, won the match. So the Exotics were still holding the majority of the titles. Then French Sensation Romeo came out and sang his French national anthem, which is atrocious. And he faced Jed Johnson, who he put on a good effort, but didn't quite take out. But then the highlight of the show, of course, always the Exotics. The Exotic ones came out to the ring, and Simon got on the mic and beat the mic quite a bit. And announced that, the Exotic ones were still a team, and it was the good of the team over any one individual. And he announced that Rick Michaels would be in the tag team match with Tommy Too Much against Mike Jackson and Joey Kidman. And he made it very clear that Rick Michaels' job was to make sure that Tommy Too Much did not take the pinfall, because whoever took the pinfall had to leave PWA. And then he declared, you know, since somebody apparently appointed him queen. Oh, wait, no, they did that a long time ago.
Yeah, absolutely.
He declared that he was going to be facing Shane Knowles in the main event for the PWA Heritage title. So, Rick Michaels and Tommy Too Much beat Mike Jackson and Joey Kidman. Joey Kidman took the fall, And so there was a tearful goodbye for Joey Kidman, at least for the time being. He vowed he would come back, and you know, it was a good match. There was obviously some tension between Rick and Tommy. It was like Tommy would throw Joey out of the ring, and Rick would grab him and throw him back in, and then Tommy would turn around and throw him out of the ring, and Rick would turn around and throw him back in. That went back and forth for a couple good minutes. But again, Joey took the fall and is no longer part of PWA. And then we had the main event with Simon Sermon facing Shane Knowles. And in the opening minutes of the match, Shane Knowles out-wrestled Simon. Out-brawled Simon, out-thought Simon, and which I thought was rather shocking. You know, in fact, I voiced my opinion that Shane had out-wrestled Simon, and Simon kind of came after me.
As well he should.
I'm just an innocent bystander, you know? I mean, he shouldn't come after me. But anyway... eventually, though, Simon got the upper hand. You know, he is a little more
seasoned.
Yeah, he's KG, and he knows what he's doing in there. You know, maybe he might have been playing a little possum earlier. You know, but he took control, and then it was pretty much over. And in fact, he finished Shane, had Shane on his stomach, and delivered, I think it was 5 or 6 flying fairy knees to the back of Shane's neck. You know, one right after the other, right after the other. So then we had Simon Sermon as the new PWA Heritage Champion. The Exotics came out and celebrated, and Simon said that he was, Simon said that he was such a great champion, and that he was fresh as a daisy, and he was issuing a challenge to anyone in PWA to come out of the locker room and face him, and he would beat them down as well. And then Simon Sermon attacked him, grabbed the belt, and ran out the door. To which Simon...
Who attacked
Tommy,
Simon?
Pardon?
Who attacked Simon?
Rick Michaels attacked Rick. Simon from behind, pinned him, grabbed the title, and ran out the door. So Rick Michaels is now the PWA Heritage Champion, which... I think put Simon's reign there, I don't know, I guess maybe 3 minutes, 5 minutes tops. You know, that's got to be some kind of record.
I'm sure it is,
but,
at least it keeps me.
Yeah. Pardon? Say again?
It's got to be a state record, unlike you, yeah.
Oh, okay, I guess it's my feedback. Anyway, hearing talking, and I can't tell if it's me or you.
Well, we have those kind of issues on here sometimes. I'm not sure why, but we do have our first guest waiting for quite a few minutes. So,
okay, I'm sorry.
Any more developments at Pete State that you want to go over?
No, that was pretty much it. Simon was left in the ring having a hissy fit, and that was about it. Their next show is supposed to be July 20th, I believe, or whatever that weekend's going to be. July 20th is the scheduled show. So.
All right. Well, we will probably talk to someone from that show in the next few weeks, but we appreciate you giving us the recap. That was a development in local wrestling that I had not yet heard about over the weekend. So.
Yes. All right. Well, please don't hang up on me, because that way I can listen in since I don't have my internet.
All right. I'll put you on mute, and you can stay on as long as you want.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Take care.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. So now we have the shooter, Wardell Walker. Thank you for holding, Wardell.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
Not much. How are you tonight?
Pretty good, man. Just been driving all day on the road. But other than that, dude, everything's pretty good, man. Did you have a good weekend?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, indeed. I was riding alongside Matt Sexcells for much of the weekend.
How was that?
Well, the riding with Matt Sells was okay. The Ring of Honor show that I went to was great.
Where was that at?
It was up at the Dew Burns Arena in Baltimore, their regular venue.
Okay.
Did you, well, first, let's talk about, of course, you won the NWA National Championship just over a week ago, and I would imagine that is somewhat of a lifelong dream of yours. So tell us a little bit of what that was like, the road leading up to that, and the subsequent
You know, the match between me and Damian, that history goes back several years, man. I've had countless matches with him in North Carolina, South Carolina, New Jersey, and it just kind of all, you know, hit its climax, you know, June 14th in Millersville, Tennessee, in a steel cage, which was my last opportunity at the national title as long as he held it if I lost, and I came out on top, and keyed the dream, and my name will be in the history books forever now. So huge accomplishment, man, and I'm looking forward to doing some mileage with that title.
Everything here lately has been coming up for Dale, but as Larry kind of alluded to, your super fan Larry Goodman kind of alluded to, right after you won the belt here, it hadn't been an easy ride, man.
Man, it hasn't, man. You know, and and I think back, you know, and to like when I had those opportunities doing like enhancement stuff for TNA and stuff with Ring of Honor, you know. As bad as I wanted it at that point in time, man, I'm honest and I can admit I was not even ready. And, through the wrestling business, things happen, you know, politics, people get mad at each other, things get said, things get done, there was like a roller coaster, more downhill for a couple of years. And, and finally I just said it, enough is enough, man, you know, and, I got tired of where I was at, and I knew I didn't belong there. And, I just had to do something about it, and I had to change some things and, get a whole new fresh approach. And, it's been a rough ride, dude. But I wish a lot of those breaks that I had early on, I wish that I had them now, because like I'm so much more mature and ready for those opportunities. Back then, you know, I didn't, looking back, you know, I wasn't where I needed to be for chances like that. But it was a good experience. I learned from it, and charge it to the game.
Was there, I guess, a rock bottom, figuratively speaking? Was there an event that happened that you just realized I gotta pick myself up from?
You know, I don't really know if it may be an event. I knew that I was capable of a lot more. You know, and maybe at the time I just didn't get a lot of those opportunities, and I just woke up one day and I was just like, something's got to change. You know, you know, this is not where I want my career to stay. I don't want it to be like this. And I don't know, man, just everything just started clicking one day, and you know, and it's been unbelievable. It's been a crazy year this year. Like, this year has been unreal. You know, with the Super 8, and then David Jackson and Les Thatcher's wrestling cares up in Los Angeles, and you know, the national title, and traveling again. You know, I feel like the old Vordell Walker again. You know, just a little more grown up. So,
well, having that national title, you're not going to have a place to call home for a long time, are you?
As far as a home base fed.
Right, like a home promotion that you're going to be at, because I would imagine you're going to be out and about all over the place with that belt.
As of right now, like, I don't really have a schedule per se, but I will be, as always, a regular on the NWA Soft Stuff in Millersville, maybe 2-3 times a month on Fridays there. I don't know if it's for certain, but I should possibly have a national title offense against Homicide in Orlando, Florida, July 27th. I'm not really sure if that's set in stone yet. But, yeah, there's going to be a lot of movement, man. You'll see that national title popping up in Louisiana. You'll see it in Mississippi. You'll see it in South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, Jersey, wherever. So it'll be getting some movement. So I definitely want to get some buzz on that title, and that's my main goal.
And you were the SOL champion for a really good run, and then, you know, a lot of things changed up there. This happened and that happened. Did it feel a little bit special to get to be in that building and get to take that NWA title home?
It meant a lot. It was because, you know, without breaking character, you know, that SOL title really, really meant a lot to me. Like, you know, I know sometimes, you know, people could say what they want about a title, but I actually was a SOL Paul Adams guy. Like, that was, you know, that was like where all the blood, sweat, and tears were at. And, you know, I took pride in having that SOL International title. And, you know, to regain another title in front of that same fan base, to watch me, you know, defend that international title countless times was very memorable, man. So I'm glad that I'll be able to defend that title often in front of that same crowd. So, and then on top of that, anybody that watches the TV show or catch it on YouTube, they can see the title defenses too. So.
And then having Tracy Smothers in Tennessee the next night, I mean, you had to be wondering if you were awake.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was Millersville Friday, and then, oh man, I drove all night to somewhere in Georgia, right off the 85, and the call time for Saturday was really early, so I may have gotten like 2 hours of sleep and went to the event, you know, made it to call time, did the event, got out of the event fairly late, and I went back, Waffle House, back to the hotel room, crashed, and then maybe got a couple hours of sleep and did 7 hours to Knoxville. So it was an interesting weekend.
And one of the things that came up during the Knoxville show was the incident. If anybody doesn't know, the thing with you and Steiner. Are you ready to be past that?
Dude, I'm so ready to be past that. Like, I mean, you have no idea. Like, the first incident in Ocala, you know, was really out of hand. And to be honest, like, I was, you know, I'd never been put in a situation like that before. So all I could think of was defend myself and try to contain the situation, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, years later, I had issues with FIP, with Sal, and then Gabe with Ring of Honor, and they have the footage from Ocala, and they dock it up and edit it and put it on a DVD to bury me, and I mean that hit me for many years until the incident in 08 in Orangeburg when I got to give Steiner his receipt. Didn't do it in the ring, did it in the locker room. You know, after that, went on, had my match, and that was it. I got my closure. That was it. I was done with it. And that's not what I want to be remembered for. That is not what I want to be remembered for. I want to be remembered for being the NWA national champion, the guy that, you know, traveled all over the place before a lot of these guys even thought it was cool, you know, the guy that, you know, got a taste of the top, hit the bottom, came back up. I want to be known as that guy, not the guy that choked Steiner out in the locker room, you know?
Right.
That's...
And that reputation, did that, you think it hindered you a lot?
Dude, probably, but you, dude, it probably killed me. And honestly, if anybody that knows me knows that, like, that is totally not, like, I'm the nicest guy in the world. I'm like I actually don't. I mean, I'm, you know what I mean? Like, that's totally not me. Like that's you know, and then I'll hang out with guys, you know, before events, and I'll hear it all the time. Like, dang, man, you're nothing like what people say. Like, I actually wonder, what the hell do people say? You know what I mean?
Because I was shocked to hear about it. You know, I knew that you were kind of monikering yourself as the shooter, and I thought, oh, you know, that's a
reference. Dude, I hate that. I hate that. I don't want anybody to ever call me that again. Call me the ring wrecker, Vordell Walker. Call me something other than that. I don't want that attached to my name anymore. I dread it. Like, I'll even, if I see it on Facebook, I'll be like, please don't put that up there. I hate it. I don't, you know what, I call me the ring wrecker, Vordell Walker. That'll be my new name. No more shooter, no more nothing. Everybody that gets in that ring's a shooter. You know what I mean? So
right. And I think you're about to hit a point where Vordell Walker is going to stand on its own, and it's been that way, you know, for a while anyway. But once somebody starts that, and, you know, in this day and age, it's easy to find the story, and everybody hears it, and then it manifests itself. And if you ever, you know, have a hard enough, if you hit a guy a little hard in the ring, they go back to
don't
that.
Even let, oh, don't let me get started on that, man. I take pride in what I do. If you don't believe what you're doing, then who else is going to believe? Like,
exactly.
And you know what? I'll never hit anybody harder than I would want to get hit. You know, and I've never hurt anybody. You know, I mean, I've had my clock rocked before, but I don't complain about it. You know what I mean? Like, Dave, you haven't had your clock rocked till you've had a match with, like, Bruce Santee or John Davis. You know what I mean? You think I'm bad. You should be in the ring with, like, Bruce. And I'm not, that's not even a knock. That's a compliment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's a compliment. Bruce Santee and John Davis are phenomenal workers. And Corey Chavis is another one, too, man. Guys that deserve so much more, man, so much more.
And, you know,
speaking
you
of Corey Chavis,
Damian Wayne. Go ahead, John.
I was just going to say, you know, you've been involved with the Blacklist down at Rampage for a while, and then you haven't been there for a little bit. I don't remember if that's been explained on their show or not, but is that somewhere you're going to be back anytime soon?
You can never say never, but as of right now, probably not. I don't see it in the near future, but never say never. I mean, anything's possible, but they've got a lot going on right now, and so do I. And I'm sure that, you know, if things match up, then I'll be there. So.
And a lot of us here in this area know you from, you know, a lot of things you did with PCW, and that Die Show run was something that was truly something to behold.
Oh, man.
As fun as it looked. because it looked like it was a whole lot of damn fun.
Bro, it was fun. Like, can I say this out of, like, on a character for a minute? It was fun. I remember me and Kyle were, I don't want to drop the names, but Danny only probably knows where I'm going with this. Me and I'm not knocking on anybody, but this is honest to God. Me and Kyle went up to him and, like, they thought it was going to be a competitive match, and me and Kyle were like, bro, it's not. It's going to be like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And Kyle, I looked at Kyle, and Kyle looked at me, and it's kind of hard to tell somebody that, man. But, yeah, I mean, we were just going through guys, man. And you know, some guys thought they were going to have a competitive match with us, and that just wasn't in the storyline.
My favorite part of that whole incident was you just screaming, "Tap!" And I'm thinking, what is this fool thinking, trying to not tap out of this? That man will break you in half. I don't care what size you are. A monster. You're as thick as a steel barrel. Tap!
Yeah, that was just a weird situation. Like, I'm not going to say it was, like, I'm not going to say we had, I mean, you know, it was just, you know what your job is, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, when you go to, you know, a place like that, you know. So if I went to, you know, I don't know, if you know, I was pop-up's enhancement for TNA or WWE, I would know what my job is, and that's the bottom line.
But to go from that to the stellar match at Sacred Ground with the Bullets, it was just incredible. And you had kind of a couple matches with those guys, and they'll be on here a little while later, oddly enough. But those matches were just incredible.
Dude, I love working with Trey or John. You know, and we had to kind of, I guess, you know, the first few were just kind of like getting a feel. But that last one, man, like, I don't know. It just felt so good because, like, I don't know, it just felt like an emotional attachment in that building that night with Platinum leaving. And I was a Platinum guy. I love Steve Platinum. Platinum, man, what a pleasure to work for. But, I mean, I don't know, it was just a lot of emotions going on, and we knew what Steve wanted, and we just wanted to go out there and deliver. And I felt like we put our heart and soul into that match.
Mm-hmm. And you could tell it. And didn't Steve pop up managing you a little while ago at a show in Florida somewhere?
Yeah, he was my cut man down in Sanford for Vintage when I wrestled Mike Cruz. So that's online, too. So that was something different.
That Florida scene is chock full of guys like you see that are just on the verge of blowing up. Is there anybody you've been really keeping your eye on from down there?
Like, Mike Cruz is really good. Mike Cruz is really phenomenal. Frankie Chiazzo, like, I can't say enough about him, man. He's like top notch, man. He should have a contract. Bruce, Santee, John Davis, Corey Chavis, Johnny Armani's a guy to keep your eye on. And Joey Kidman's getting really good too, man. I had a match with him a couple weeks ago, and dude, he was clicking like clockwork with me, man. So I'm real proud of him too.
That may come as a surprise to somebody who kind of, we've seen Joey grow up a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I remember him too, man, when he first got in and whatnot. But you know, I kind of watch. He'll send me matches. I watch him, but. Like, he was right there, man. So I can't say enough about that match.
Do you get that a lot from guys now? Because, I mean, you're a veteran, but you're not a full guy. Are guys kind of seeking your advice out now?
Yeah, you know, and I feel like I can give better advice now, you know, just from, like, trial and error. But, yeah, I get a lot of questions from guys asking about promoters, promotions, bookings, things like that. So, yeah, and I'm, you know, if you know, like guys will send me matches to watch, man. I'll watch them and give them feedback. So, yeah, you know, and the thing is, like, I'll tell somebody what not to do, and then I'll go out there and do it myself. You know what I mean? So, which is weird.
And if you ask 10 people, you get 10 different opinions on what the NWA means now. What does it mean to you?
The NWA had a lot of history and tradition. A lot of people say that the NWA is dead, but I think dead is such a strong word. Maybe the NWA, and honestly, they're cranking it up now. Conway's over in Japan defending the world title. Like, there's some movement going on, and, you know, that national title is about to get some mileage. It's about to have some serious contenders going forward, and it's going to be fun. So keep your eye out on that national title, man. There's going to be some buzz, you know, and I'm still going to do my thing with other feds, but, yeah, man, I'm going to make that national title mean something, definitely.
And you seem to be tailor-made for Japan.
Dude, I would give like three of my fingers to go to Japan, bro. Like, seriously, if I can, you know, I went to Hawley's camp in 08, and you know, I was in front of, you know, the WWE and the Noah guys, and it was totally vice versa. It was like the Noah guys were all right with me, but the WWE liked me. You know, I was totally kind of torn by that, but. If I can, and it's not like I haven't tried. You know, I've sent emails, you know, and I've asked, you know, certain, you know, people in office to watch, critique, you know, and hope that it opens up doors. But all I need is one opportunity over there. That's all I need, just one opportunity. If I can just get there, you know, and I feel like that's, honestly, I feel like that's where I'd probably end up be until I probably retire. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's the goal. That's definitely the goal. I definitely want to go to Japan. No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Well, where will we see you next, Bordell? Are you working Saw this Friday?
Yeah, I got Saw this Friday, and then Saw the following Friday, which is the 5th, and then TCW in Arkansas on the 6th, and Charleston, South Carolina, that following night on the 7th, and Saw back again on the 12th, and then I'm going up to Delaware for ECWA, and we're going to do a rematch between me and Papa Don from the opening round of the Super 8 this year, so we're going to do a rematch there. On the 13th, and then Orlando, Florida, July 27th versus Homicide, and August, I'll be somewhere. Like, I can't think right now, but I know July, that's pretty much it for right now, so probably a few more dates in between. So,
are you still working with traditional championship wrestling?
Yeah, I that match, I just had the taping was the beginning of June. It should air this coming Monday, I believe, against Sigmund. And I'll be back there July 6th. That's in Arkansas. So, I'm full-time with them. So I'm on pretty much all their stuff except the August 3rd date. So I'll be... You'll be seeing my big forehead a little bit more on TCW TV.
No rest for the weary.
No rest, sir.
What is it like working there? I mean, it looks like they get a lot of big names and a lot of big indie talent as well. And their show looks,
yeah.
You know, they've definitely got a made-for-TV thing going.
It's a tight ship, and I mean that in a positive way. It's early call time, everything's taped before, and, you know, one, you know, sound and everything's checked. I mean, A to the Z, dude. Crowd comes in, fills the place up, and it's time to rock and roll. It's it's great. I mean, I had a good time, and it helped that I knew, you know, most of the guys there too. But I didn't feel like the odd man, you know. So, but yeah, it's a good time. They'll be actually they're supposed to be in Nashville November 6th. Believe a part of the fair. So, yeah, they're getting some movement, man. They're definitely to watch out for.
Well, before we let you go, we got the Washington Bullets waiting, but there's been somebody else on hold for quite a while, and I don't know if it's someone that wants to ask you a question or what, but let's find out.
I don't know if you can hear me or not. I got helicopters swarming the beaches here, but
Daniel,
congratulations to the NWA National Heavyweight Champion. I didn't get a chance to fly to Nashville to watch it.
I watched it
online, and I literally calmed when I watched that match. It was fantastic. It was amazing. I loved it.
I thought you were dead, man. What happened to you?
I don't know what you're doing to Larry Goodman, but it takes a lot to get over with him. So if he approves, then I guess I better approve from a far distance here in California.
You know, only get one good write-up from Larry Goodman out of like four, so you can take what you can get. I love
you
Larry
take
Goodman.
What you can get. It's always better than nothing. But no, I want to make congratulations. And the next time I can get out there and witness a match in person, I'll be there. Maybe Frank Goodman will fly me down to Orlando and I can see you live again.
There you go. I thought you were moving to Costa Rica.
Listen, I am leaving the country at the first of the year, but don't tell my probation officers that. I'm clean as clear as I can piss water now any time they ask. So all is well out here in California, and you're invited to come visit, and you won't have any temptations, illusions in the water when you
illusions
come out
of
this
grandeur,
way.
Huh?
That's right. Staying busy, but that's what it's all about. If you're not loving what you're doing, you just better stop doing it. So I'm going to start a promotion in some faraway country and invite you guys all there for a big celebration.
What country was that promotion Boats was running? Do you remember that? No, do you remember that fake promotion Bo was running? What was that, New Zealand?
Iceland wrestling?
We'd
be here all night, but they have a full calendar. And I don't want to take time away from the Washington Bullets, and before I leave, because you guys were gracious enough to open the line for a second, the Washington Bullets are the hot product to watch. Wardell Walker, that was ages ago. He's been doing that. He's a veteran, okay? The Washington Bullets are the ones to watch. They remind me, and I'm sure Wardell Walker will agree, they remind me of Rockets. They're just lightning bolt fast. So the Washington Bullets are like a rocket ship on
Washington Rockets, right?
You know what? That'd be a cool name, too, if they wanted to change it up. Call them the Washington Rockets once or twice. Anyway, no, I love both of those guys. They're great.
Well, here they are.
Next TV.
I will bring them on for talking about them.
Excellent.
Listen, Is John awake?
Come on, get him some coffee, please. That's what I always have.
Everybody turn the car off right now.
No sleeping on the road, guys. No sleeping on the road. He was praying.
As soon as the car cranks, John is...
You guys are down there in Paula Deen country. Be careful.
I'm punching myself in the face. Like, Trey is like, I don't know, John's out. I'm like, oh, whatever. So, y'all doing all right?
Yeah, man. Everybody good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, man.
Well, I see Wardell wanted to take 5.5 hours on this segment. God damn, you should have put him on that. We got the overrun.
Well, let me hurry up and get off the phone for John falling asleep.
Hey, Wardell, you better stop acting like a mark.
What's up?
You better stop acting like a mark.
I know.
All right, guys. You're talking about the
confetti. I had to think about that for a minute. Yeah.
Yeah.
Washington Bullets. We will bring you guys back on in just a minute. Let's finish up with Wardell. Do you have anything else? Well, Dan's still here. Dan Masters, do you have anything else for Wardell?
Do I have anything for Wardell? God, no. I've had enough of him. I wish he'd stop calling. I'm about to change my phone number. Jesus. Listen, guys, it's always a pleasure. I mean, we had a blast. I'm just saying that you guys had me on tonight. The ratings will go through the roof. My buddy RVD's on Raw this week. I know it's just a couple of weeks, but I'll be back on the road soon out that way, believe it or not. Charlotte, North Carolina, the first through the fifth in Charlotte, North Carolina. Savannah, Georgia, probation. Listen up. Savannah, Georgia, Chatham County. Come to the Charlotte, North Carolina NWA Legends Fan Fest, Mid-Atlantic Legends Fan Fest, the first through the fifth. I'll be there. Take me back to the county jail then, okay? Love you guys. I'm not taking any more drug tests. I hadn't drank, I hadn't smoked, I never do any pills, so I'm not taking any more tests, okay? I'm done with tests. Listen, quickly now, there's all these alternative lifestyle places out here in Long Beach, right? I mean, they're everywhere, flags all over the place. You know, if you're into that, it's cool. But they have a van. I meant to take a picture and send this to VBAB. They had a van out front the other night when I went to go pick up some food, and it said, free one-minute results, test now. I never in my life thought I'd see that. They get the results in 1 minute. What's that all about? They must just look at it and tell you.
Hey, Dad, do you remember that place we saw on the road? It was called Any Test.
I remember Grady Owens Bar in Middle Georgia, and I know there's a TV host of one of the local promotions that frequents it. So there's nothing wrong with me going in from time to time. You know what I mean?
Well.
I get myself in enough hot water, but I love everyone, man. I'm having the time of my life, and I think Wardell is too, so it's good stuff.
All right, Dan, well, thanks
for
calling.
Guys,
I'm sure we will hear from you again.
Really good, man. You can kiss my white ass. You no good piece of shit.
All right, we just had a Dan Masters drive-by.
We did.
Which is becoming more and more common, actually. But, well, Wardell.
Yeah, guys.
Did we forget anything?
Nah, man, but thank you for having me on, and I appreciate it. And Bullets, I will talk with y'all soon, man.
They are on mute right now, but I'm sure they can hear you. All right, thanks. Thanks, Wardell Walker.
Yeah, man, thank you for having me on, guys. I appreciate it, bro.
All right, congratulations, and good luck in all your title defenses and everything else you have coming up.
Thanks a lot, guys. Y'all have a good night.
All right, you too.
All right, bye.
All right, well, we need to take a commercial break, so we'll do that, and then when we come back, we will talk to John and Trey Williams of Washington Bullets.
Wrestling fans, Anarchy Wrestling television tapings are the second and fourth Saturdays of every month at 4236 Level Grove Road in Cornelia, Georgia. For more information on Anarchy Wrestling and on the shows to watch the television product and a whole lot more, go to anarchy-wrestling.net. That's Anarchy Wrestling, the second and fourth Saturdays of every month in Cornelia, Georgia.
If you're hurt, get the money you deserve. If you're in pain, get the money you deserve. At Terry and Peterman, we're personal injury attorneys who take a professional, thorough approach to your accident and injury claims. Don't call some long-distance law firm or satellite office. Don't trust your claim to just anyone. For a free consultation, call the law office of Terry and Peterman today, 229-247-0386, or go online at www.terryandpeterman.com. The law offices of Terry and Peterman, making things right.
Whether you're having an autograph session, personal appearance, or live event, we got just the person you need to contact for all of those needs. SBI Bookings is home of some of the best stars in the wrestling industry today. They provide you with the best talent this business has to offer, from Kevin Nash, Larry Zbysko, Scott Steiner, and many, many more. So who will you contact next time you're planning an event? The men of SBI Bookings. Check them out at sbibookings.com.
Do you remember Tommy Rich? What about Ray Gunkel or Gordon Solie? Can't get those nasty Anderson brothers out of your head? Well, you can catch them again at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Who was on the first card you attended? Who was it under that mask? Remember the first Omni Spectacular or the big main events at the Bell Auditorium? That happened in Columbus on my birthday. Find out at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Whether you want to get back some of your past, or maybe you just want to find pro wrestling in your area, check out GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com.
Welcome back to Georgia Wrestling Now. This is Jonathan Williams from WrestlingWithPopCulture.com with Team All You Can Eat's Matt Hankins. We just spoke to Wardell Walker and briefly to the Washington Bullets, but now we will bring them back on for our official second half of the show, which is starting when we normally would be wrapping the show up. But it's one of those shows, Matt.
It is.
So anyway, the Washington Bullets, John and Trey Williams, they are two-time Platinum Championship Wrestling Tag Team Season Champions, former Anarchy Wrestling Tag Team Champions, current NWA Southern Tag Team Champions at SAW, and there are probably some other accolades that I'm forgetting, but I'm sure they will let us know. But here are the Washington Bullets. Don, Trey, how are you guys doing?
How's it going? It's John Williams.
I'm Trey Williams.
The Washington Bullets. What's going on?
We're just talking wrestling.
Yes, that was a good first segment you had. Wardell put a lot of stories out. You should have put him on last. He was better than us.
Well, I thought about it, but I figured two guys would talk a lot more than one guy. So I put you guys on.
John Williams ain't going to say a damn thing. I know this tag team too well.
Yeah.
Johnson, take heat.
Yes. I choose my words.
What the hell happened to y'all in Anarchy? How'd y'all let the little boy whoop y'all?
First off, it was the movement. We're going to have a conversation about this. So, why come we can't just be champions and happy? Why can't we just be the best tag team in the world? Why would they come out to try to mess up our winning streak?
I know the craziest part about it to me was, like, we beat them for their belts, fair and square. But for whatever reason, they come let us have our belts fair and square. So that's why Saturday we're taking them out. Texas Tornado tag match. Done deal.
All right, so I'm guessing that means they got involved with your match on Saturday.
Yes, that's exactly what that means.
Okay.
So, long and short of it, Naja and Vandal come out right as we hit Marion Barry, so it's over. I go out, try to get them. Next thing I know, bell's ringing, Joey Reimer and BJ Hancock have titles. So, it wasn't even.
That is still a couple weeks away, I guess. And prior to that, you've got Progression Pro this Friday, I believe.
Yes. Yes, Lord. That's going to be a wonderful show. Progression Pro Wrestling will be back at the Famous Club. It's 8 p.m. start time. And I was looking on Twitter today, right?
Uh-huh.
You seen the Sky Hall NWO? They got Cody Hall coming to Progression Pro. His first match, like 8th to 9th match or something like that, at Progression Pro.
What?
This Friday?
Yes, Friday. Yes. The 28th at the Famous Club. Yeah, at 8 o'clock.
I don't know if you guys ever seen Cody Hall before, but the genetics are no joke. That dude is legit, like 6'5", 250. So I would definitely say see him in person.
I saw the pictures from Anarchy, and he's a hoss.
Yeah. But cool part is, we get redemption on Alabama Ambassadors and Marco Polo, who seemed to think they didn't just come on to the show? Like, bro, you didn't get booked. Why are you mad at us?
I know. He wanted to be on the poster. He just wanted to be on the poster. That's all he wanted.
Man, come on.
Oh, that's Mark Stoss.
He's going through some hard shit. He's going
through
some hard time.
After
y'all could have put him on the poster. I could have put him on the poster.
All I know is this. We do have a match with the ambassadors. Jacoby Boykins is huge and a major powerhouse, which I understand. We have not seen a partner in a while, but those two together were a great duo.
Yeah, they were really good. What I would say is this, too. Marco Polo, you still are not booked on Friday's show. And just know that if you do show up, Willis will be taking you out.
And you got to pay $10.
So y'all aren't, you're not going to put him on the poster and you're not going to comp him either?
No.
That's rough, boys. That's rough. I mean, the man just wants to see the show. It's a good wrestling show.
Well, you know what? Honestly, though, he was on. We wrestled him on the first show. He lost. It's nobody's fault. Don't be like, come on. You don't just show up somewhere
and fuck up the show.
Way. Yeah. Just to do it. What you think you're doing? So, he got something coming to him. We got a match with the ambassadors, which is great. They actually got some other cool matches on the card.
Yeah, we got Nadja Schism and Shay Marks, which is going to be one hell of a match. And they've been basically at each other, which I've never really seen those two interact with each other until basically progression shows. So that's going to be a fun little mix that we're going to have out there.
Yeah, well,
do we know who is Hall of Kid wrestling? Do we know yet? And is he on the poster?
Well, the front office, they can handle all that with the poster and who's on and what not.
Yeah.
I just heard through the grapevine. I'm looking on Twitter, and Mr. Hall is tweeting about Progression Pro. Here comes John Cody.
Yeah, because I don't know if anybody's going to really want to face him.
Maybe you can throw Marco a bone.
Yeah. Marco ain't got nothing to do.
Marco X himself out. That's his fault.
There's been a lot going on in Bullet World. Chikara show, champions here, champions there.
Mm-hmm.
What happened? Y'all used to just be our little kept secret here. We didn't have to worry about nobody trying to take you away. Now we can't see you nowhere.
Well,
we're just trying to do our thing. We're trying to travel. We'll be in Georgia, but, you know.
Yeah, most part of it, we have been booked here. We're doing Anarchy and PCW pretty exclusively through the last 2 months. We do in August have something coming up in Moreau, Louisiana. That's what Dale was forgetting about. We're doing Pro Wrestling Freedom in Kentucky as well at the end of the year. So we got a couple things kind of popping, but
yeah. We're
still looking for booking. We're still trying to wrestle. We're still trying to get a deal. We're still trying to do whatever they're going to give us. So if you want to book us, watch the Bullets 1 at Hotmail.com. Please.
Yep.
Now, that's the second time that Kentucky's it's the second time that Kentucky promotions come up in 2 weeks. Can y'all tell us about that? Because it's the first I've heard of it.
It's a call Adler. Pro Wrestling Freedom.
Yeah, it's a promotion out there, and they got a lot of really good talent, like Kyle Matthews, who's up there all the time, even Chuck Taylor, he's always up there. So, I mean, it's going to be a good bit of fresh air for us.
Well, what you are known for here is the tag team season, and we are hot in the midst of it.
Yep, sure.
Are we going back on top?
I mean, first of all, did you think we forgot?
I mean, I don't know.
Ryan, PCW is still at the house, man. You feel me? So we will win that tag team season this year. I'm sorry, everybody, for last year. We didn't mean to lose. Well, Dale and them kicked me in the face 5 times, and it was just hard to win. But this year, the Bullets go back on top at PCW. The Bullets take their tag team season trophy back home with us.
Tall trophy. And it's a tall man that's holding that trophy right now.
It is.
Yep. He's going to get chopped down.
Yeah.
Well, where else are we going to see you guys soon? You've been popping up at Monstrosity Championship Wrestling and things like that. Are you doing any other local shows in the next couple of weeks, aside from what we've mentioned?
We do have Anarchy. So this week, Progression Pro Wrestling, you'll see that at Progression Pro Wrestling on Twitter, Progression Pro Wrestling, gmail.com, ProgressionProWrestling.com. Any info, any information there. Anarchy's big show is this weekend. So Saturday, the Movement get two boots in their mouths with a Tornado Tag Team match. We'll win that. Then we'll be back at Saul to defend our NWA Southern Tag Team titles in July. I don't know, man. We just trying to work, man. Keep getting this to us, man. Email us something. Tell us something.
Did you at least have time to go to the sneaker convention last week?
Man, so I had a company golf tournament, so I couldn't.
I miss it too. And I can tell you that
it's funny though,
man.
The day before that, I sold my fives and I sold a pair of OG 14s. I was gonna take the rest of the stack and get rid of everything.
See who he didn't call when he was having a sale. I'm telling my brother. And you know what that means.
Yeah. I know. I was going to get that call. And
that's bad when life gets in the way of your shoot game, man. You got to come on with it.
Right, man. I know. But, you know, I'm still fly. Everything good. So, you know, we're still trying to wrestle. I was up like 5 a.m. that morning to get to the golf club, and then I went straight basically from there to Porterdale.
You know,
we were working, but it's all good, man. It's easy for us.
Now, the anarchy thing was something that kind of caught me off guard. I didn't, you know, you just kind of popped up out of nowhere there. Was that something you were trying to get to, or did it just fall in your lap?
A little bit of both, honestly, because like a huge part of the Georgia wrestling scene, I think, that we had not even conquered was Anarchy, or like that we had not been to, that we had not done, and you know, all those shows were getting so good too, and I think it sort of made sense that we kind of went there and did our thing.
Right. Also, like before, I think a lot of the reason why we didn't go there is like we didn't know a lot about Bill, and you know, Platinum and Bill kinda had a thing, but it wasn't like animosity or nothing, but and then we went to Rampage, and I got to work with them, and I still kind of didn't trust them, but getting to work with them now, I like the type of person he is, I like the freedom he gives us, and I also like that he's always like, these things that we can fix, little things that we can change, things that we can tweak to get us to the next level. Like, that's the thing about Anarchy. Like, a lot of people say whatever they want, but when you're there, things magical happen. Like, Scott Hall shows up with his bajillion feet tall of a kid. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's a place to be. Like, why not? Why wouldn't we be there? You know what I mean?
I also found it strange, y'all hadn't made your way back to Blue Ridge since y'all cheated the Empire out of the tournament win.
Oh,
I'm just saying.
You know what?
I happen to know for solid fact that Jagged Edge was sick that night. Y'all hadn't been back since.
So let me ask you something.
About
Shane Mark said when he punched you in the head.
Look, I don't know what you're talking about. Things got real foggy real quick. I'm just saying.
The way my bank account is set up.
I'm just saying, come to Blue Ridge. That's all I'm saying.
You want to say anytime? We're ready for it.
I mean, I know you ain't going to go entrance for entrance with the Empire. That I know for sure.
Oh, come on.
I don't know about that, baby. Come on now.
Yeah. I mean, as soon as the horn hits, you beat.
Come on now. Come on now. You heard that pop. You heard the bullet was coming out.
What's out, John Legend?
Man, it's hard times, boys. Hard times.
All right. Well, Washington Bullets, is there anything else that we failed to bring up that you wanted to talk about, or any Any other,
well,
are there any other titles that I forgot to mention at the beginning?
Peach State.
Yeah, we won Peach State before.
Had those? Yeah. You'd have those.
Tag team or stables of the year was in 2011. I think we won that too. I think that was a. Yeah. Shit. I don't know. I think I won the Larry Goodman one. Everybody was talking about bad reviews, but shit. Larry, hey, thanks for the love. I'm just kidding. But nah, for real though, if you want to follow the Bullets, you can find us on Twitter and Instagram @Bullets_Bullets. If you do need to book us and you really have a serious inquiry, it's WashingtonBullets1@Hotmail.com. If you want to watch some videos, WashingtonBullets123 on YouTube. We had fire too, watching the Bullets. I just put a great video up today. It's like my pack top. I put the six pack and it was like my pack top. It was cool.
And if you love a bunch of damn hashtags, you follow the Washington Bullets.
It is true.
Yes, Lord.
All right, guys. Well, we will let you go. Sorry that Bordell talked so long, and that was partially Harold J. Taylor's fault. He called in just as we were going to talk to Wardell to recap the entire Peach State show, which I appreciate. Just the timing was a little bad, but we got a good recap of a show that neither of us attended, so I want to thank him. That is Headlocks and Headshots Photography. I want to thank Wardell Walker, and I want to thank the Washington Bullets for calling in. And
thank you.
I guess we'll talk to you guys sometime in the near future, right?
Yes, sir. Have a great day.
Thanks for having
us on. All right. Saturday, Famous Pub. Or Friday, Famous Pub.
All right. We'll see you there.
All right. Have a good one.
And before we say goodnight, let's see. Next week, we will have someone from PWR because they have their big show coming up the same weekend as so many other things, 4th of July weekend. Not sure exactly who our guests are next week, but I do think we're going to have someone from PWR, probably someone from PCW. What else is that weekend? Monstrosity, of course.
Monstrosity will be that weekend as well.
And for those who, of course, you know, I mentioned Ring of Honor, which, as far as I know, is not on any TV in Georgia, but you can watch it for free at ROHWrestling.com. They upload the new episodes every Thursday. So if you want to try to catch a glimpse of Matt Sex Sells breaking up fights between Kevin Steen and Steve Corino and various other people, you can go there and you'll see for the next 4 weeks, you'll see his face more than likely if you're looking for it.
This weekend, I think UIW will be back in action. The aforementioned DSCW will be back in action in Blue Ridge. Who else we got?
Well, we should
mention Anarchy Show.
Hostile Environment, which, if I remember correctly, last year that was the last we heard of Danny Only for a while in Anarchy, wasn't it?
It was. It was.
But
and it was hotter than shit.
Anyone that's friends with him on Facebook, he is still actively talking about what's wrong with wrestling and what not.
Well, he was back in a big way today.
Yeah, his birthday was yesterday, so happy belated birthday to our former co-host. What else? Saturday is a huge day for wrestling in Georgia, and then Sunday's not anything going on as far as I can tell. Oh, wait, Sunday is PWR, of course.
PWR, but that's staple, yeah.
Yeah, but that's the one with Kyle O'Reilly and all those other people that I mentioned earlier. So, yeah, so it's another big weekend in Georgia wrestling. And on that note, I guess time to say goodnight. Thanks for those who listened a little past the regular 8 p.m. start time or end time. And we'll be back next week at 7.
Listening to this broadcast. station brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com and the GWH Radio Network. Stay tuned to GWH for nostalgia, upcoming events, and more. As always, GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com thanks you for your continued support.